scripture passage is a short one, as I'll shortly explain, from 1 Corinthians. My scripture text is perhaps the shortest I have used in the years I have preached on this site, but it is, I imagine, one of the clearest and most transparent, too. It comes from St. Paul's first letter to the Christian community in Corinth, a place they laughed at him, if you remember. Yes, he was ridiculed when he spoke about resurrection from the dead. And St. Paul's text is itself a quotation from the scriptures. The first Adam became a living soul, but the last Adam has become a life-giving spirit. Jesus did, on occasion, call himself light. You would, I suppose, expect some teacher who described himself as light to be clear, crystal clear. And this certainly Jesus is. And the light he's calling himself is the light of the world, no less. To ignore him and his teachings is, shall we say, to switch off and decide to remain in the dark, to keep being at a loss, to continue drifting. When we Christians, at the outset of the Eucharist, confess our sins and then pray for mercy, we hope that Almighty God will lead us to everlasting life. But do we know the way? Almighty God will lead, of course, but he has offered us the light of the world to guide our path there. When we're troubled about what to do or what not to do, the ethical, moral decisions that come up every week, perhaps every day, the light of judgment God has given us is called Jesus and the church of his disciples, amongst whom you and I are, please God, numbered. The light can and does come refracted through the good example, perhaps good leadership, of honourable members of the church. Faith in the resurrection is not just a faith that says the man Jesus was brought back to life. We believe the word of God was not silenced for good, could not be silenced for good. The tomb did not engulf the last words of Jesus on the cross within the tomb, only to be recalled as history, very much past tense. No. Texts like this astonishing comparison Paul makes in 1 Corinthians between the first man, Adam, and Jesus, the last man, says that the silence of the tomb is not, as it were, the final sentence. It is not silence that ends the story. No, the word of God overcame the silence of the tomb, and all of us who are part of his word will, in his name, by his word, overcome the grave also. For Christians, what is at issue is not whether these words of Jesus are true, but ultimately whether any human words have meaning at all, the words even of people who do not share the belief in life after death. Are our attempts to make sense of our existence in vain, or what? Whisper it, someone said. No, said another, tell it from the housetops, far from whispering. Life is for good and forever. We're living in that space of time between the creation of the world and the kingdom of God. That's a draft explanation and vocabulary for the space we inhabit, a space between creation of the world and the kingdom of God. It's a more helpful vocabulary than to call it the space between the Big Bang and a final silence.